I'm Jeff Cohen for WNPR News. Hartford's town committee meets Monday to endorse its slate, and it's unclear how it'll respond to the recent news regarding Treasurer Adam Cloud. Federal securities investigators sought Cloud's campaign records last week. We don't know what they're looking for necessarily, but we do know this. Their interest has thrown the town committee process into turmoil. If Cloud was set to get the nomination, his path to re-election is suddenly less clear. Mark DiBella chairs the city's 78-member Democratic Town Committee.
Still remains to be seen on what's exactly going to happen, but sure, there is an effect. You know, so we have 78 town committee members, and to sit here and say that it has no effect on any of the members, I mean, it'd be silly to say that.
DiBella says the town committee's figuring out its options. It could endorse either Cloud or his challenger, Mark Nelson. It could endorse neither, or someone completely new could be nominated on the floor.
It's nearly impossible to say what will happen, but there clearly are other alternatives to making an endorsement of a candidate.
It's a delicate problem for the city's Democrats. On the one hand, the Securities and Exchange Commission hasn't alleged that Cloud's done anything wrong. On the other hand, this is the second time in the treasurer's tenure that he's been the subject of a federal subpoena. The first time involved troubled insurance broker Earl O'Garro, and his federal trial on making off with other people's money is still pending. In fact, in an election in which the candidates are talking about strong leadership, neither Mayor Pedro Segarra nor Democratic challenger Luke Bronin will say whether the party should endorse Cloud, nor will they say whether they want to run with him.
And as far as him running on a ticket with the mayor, as of right now, as it stands, we're only worried about one person and one person only, and that's Mayor Pedro Segarra.
Andrew Doba, a spokesman for Bronin, declined to comment. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.